The former Prime Minister of Britain, Sir Edward Heath, would have been questioned by police about child sex abuse allegations if he'd still been alive. That's the finding of a report into claims he sexually assaulted boys and young men over a 30-year period. The report has been criticised by his friends and family, but so was the decision by police to even open an investigation. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
Edward Heath was the British Prime Minister almost 50 years ago, and many here would struggle to remember his name, let alone any of his achievements.
Police investigating claims of sexual abuse against the former Prime Minister.
But tonight in the UK, he led the news bulletins, his name now connected to allegations of rape and abuse.
I am satisfied. There are compelling and obvious reasons to investigate allegations made against Sir Edward Heath.
Mike Veal from Wiltshire Police said 40 people made allegations during the two-year investigation, which began after Sir Edward's death. Most of them were considered time wasters or fantasists, but investigator Paul Mills detailed claims not so easily dismissed.
The offences where he would have been interviewed under caution are one allegation of rape of a male under 16, three allegations of indecent assault on a male under 16, four allegations of indecent assault on a male under 14, and two allegations of indecent assault on a male over 16.
His former biographer Michael McManus says an independent judge needs to review the evidence, accusing the police of approaching it as if Sir Edward was guilty.
And the implications are not just for Heath's personal reputation. It has national implications as well. The idea that in 1961 he did this monstrous thing to a child, and that 9 years later he was allowed to become Prime Minister. It's a very serious matter, and it can't just be allowed to hang in the air like this.
Sir Edward died in 2005 at the age of 89. His godson, Lincoln Seligman, says family and friends reject the allegations and they're angry that his reputation has been tainted.
And I think a judge-led review that would look at that objectively, because there has been no assessment of the evidence. These are still just allegations. To have somebody look at the quality and the context and come to some sensible conclusions in an area where a lot of nonsense has been talked, I think that's what we need.
The National Child Abuse Inquiry, similar to the one in Australia, has now asked for a copy of the police report and wants to investigate if any Westminster institutions had more information. There's heightened interest after a series of scandals, the most notorious being television entertainer Jimmy Savile. It was only discovered after he died that he'd been one of the country's most prolific predators. This is Lisa Miller in London for The World Today.